Well, a church that doesn't understand sin very well is a church that doesn't know God very well.
一个教会如果不真正的理解罪的话，他就不会真正的理解神。And
doesn't understand the gospel very well.
也不真正的理解福音。It's
only as we come to know who God is that we begin to see our sin for what it is.
只有当你认识到神是怎么样的时候，我们才能够看到我们自己的罪。
And it's only as we begin to see our sin that we come to appreciate the true beauty of the gospel.
只有当我们真正能够认识到我们的罪的时候，我们才知道福音有多么的美好。
And it's only through the gospel that we come to know the true greatness of the mercy and the love of God.
只有通过福音，我们才知道神的怜悯和爱是有多么的广阔高深。
So it's like a circle.
这是像一个圆圈一样的。
We're going to grow as Christians. We need to be constantly growing in our understanding of God, sin, and salvation.
所以如果我们要作为一个基督教成长的话，我们要不停的，在我们的理解上成长的是对神的认识，对罪的认识和对救恩的认识。
And with that in mind, I thought it would be good to slow down a bit today and spend some time thinking about the doctrine of sin.
所以呢，因为这件事情这么的重要，我们今天就会慢下来，仔细的讲一讲关于罪的教义。
We're going to see this especially emphasized in these first three verses of Ephesians chapter 2.
我们呢要看到这个以弗所书第二章的前三节呢，是特别讲到我们的罪。Previously,
I spent two sermons in chapter 1.
在这前呢，我讲了两次讲到是讲第一章。We
saw how Paul began the book by blessing the God who blesses us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
所以呢，我们看到呢，保罗呢，在开始这本书的时候呢，他是讲到神，他祝福我们，有各种各给我们各样各种各样的属灵的福气。It's
as if he's beckoning us to join him in praising God as we remember all that God's done for us.
所以呢，在这里呢，保罗呢是召唤我们来加入他，一起来赞美神，因为神他拯救了我们。And
then Paul transitioned into praying for the Ephesians.
然后呢，保罗又开始为以弗所的人祷告。
We notice that he didn't pray for their health.
我们要注意到，他没有为他们的健康祷告。
Or their jobs.
也没有为他们的工作祷告。
Or for them to be helped through all the circumstantial difficulties of life.
也没有为他们生活当中的困难来祷告。
Instead, he prayed for knowledge.
他为他们的知识见识祷告。
That they would know God.
所以他们可以认识神。
And especially what God will certainly do for them in the future.
特别呢，是神将来一定会做成的事情，他们要能够知道。As
I said last time, if God's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ,
所以就像我上次讲的一样的，如果神已经给了我们各样的属灵的福气的话，then
it's not so much that we need to ask Him for more.
所以我们呢，不是要更多的。It's
that we need to ask Him for the faith and the understanding to live according to what He's already given and promised us.
所以我们真正是需要的是要。 求神给我们信心和理解，这样我们才能活出我们这个属灵的福气。And
in that prayer, Paul especially asked that we would know the greatness of God's power toward us who believe.
在这个祷告当中呢，保罗特别是祷告，让我们能够相信神的那个大能在我们当中，能够让我们能够顺服他。A
power which Paul says is according to the mighty power which God worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead.
保罗说呢，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。In
other words, it's a resurrection power.
所以呢，换句话说呢，这是一个复活的大能。It's
a power that means we're no longer slaves to sin.
这么大的能力呢，说我们不再是罪的奴仆。And
it's a power that means our physical bodies, which right now are aging and wasting away.
也就是说呢，我们这个身体呢，虽然是慢慢的衰残。
Will one day be raised imperishable and incorruptible like the glorified body of Jesus.
所以有一天呢，我们能够会有一个不会朽坏、荣耀的身体，在基督里面重新复活。And
as we turn to chapter 2, it's as if Paul wants to make sure that there's no doubt in our minds that this power of God is truly at work in us.
在第二章开头的时候呢，保罗要让我们知道，神的这个大能是真真正正在我们心中运行的。
All we have to do to be assured of that is just look back at our own lives.
如果你要想的话，我们只要回头看看我们原来的生活。And
remember that we were dead, and God made us alive.
我们要记得，我们原来是死的，神让我们活了过来。
If you are a Christian, a miracle of resurrection has already taken place in your life.
如果你是基督徒的话，死而复活的神迹已经在你身上发生过了。
And that should give you great confidence that the mighty power of God continues to be at work in your life.
而且呢，要知道这个神的大能在你的生命中，他继续的工作。
And it should also convince us that we contribute nothing to our salvation at all.
我们也要确信，我们对我们的救恩是毫无贡献。
In other words, salvation is all about God's power, not ours.
所以救恩都是神的大能，不是我们自己的能力。
That's the main idea I hope you take away today. Salvation is all about God's power, not ours.
所以呢，救恩都是神的大能，不是我们。
And as I said, we're going to understand that better. We're going to spend some time thinking deeply about sin.
所以呢，我们要理解救恩的话，我们就要花点时间来讨论罪的事情。
Now, as we work our way through the passage, I've got 4 points.
所以呢，今天呢，我在讲到呢，一共有四点。
Number one, our condition.
第一是我们的光景。
Number two, the effects of our condition.
第二是我们这样光景造成的影响。
Number three, the consequence of our condition.
第三呢是讲这些问题的后果。
And number four, the shocking surprise.
最后呢是讲一个巨大的惊奇。
So first, let's look at our condition in verse one.
所以在第一节里面，让我们看看我们现在的光景。
It says, "And you were dead in trespasses and sins."
这里说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Paul saying that for every Christian, there was an earlier time in our life when we were dead.
所以保罗的意思是说呢，对每一个基督徒来说，在我们以前的生命当中，我们其实是死的。
And he's saying that if you're here this morning as a non-Christian, you're dead right now.
所以如果你坐在我们当中而不是一个基督徒的话，这个经文的意思就是说你现在是死的。
Now you might think, what do you mean? I'm breathing.
哦，你也就会反驳说，不对吧？我不是在呼吸吗
？But spiritually speaking, you're dead.
但从属灵来看的话，你是死的。
Notice he says dead in trespasses and sins.
这里说死在过犯罪恶之中。
Think about it like this: if I were to cut a flower off of the stem, is that flower dead or alive?
所以让我来举一个例子：如果我把一个花剪下来，你说这个花是死的还是活的？
Still looks pretty and it still smells nice.
看起来很漂亮，闻起来也很香。
But it's already dead because it's been cut off from its source of life.
但是其实这个花已经死掉了，因为它从它的生命的根子被砍去了。
And in just a short time, it will wilt and deteriorate.
只要等一会儿，它慢慢就枯萎了。
You see, sin cuts us off from God as the source of life.
所以呢，罪的问题呢是他让我们与神隔绝，而神是我们生命之源。
Remember from the very beginning when God told Adam and Eve, "You must not eat from this specific tree."
大家记得在开始的时候，神跟亚当和夏娃说，你不能从这个树上来吃东西。
And in the day of your eating, you will surely die.
你吃的日子必定死。
The moment they ate, their relationship with God was severed.
所以一旦他们吃了那个禁果的时候，他们跟神的关系就被切断了。
Death and decay and a curse came into the world.
死亡和朽坏就进入了这个世界。
Spiritual death was immediate.
属灵的死是马上的。
And physical death gradually followed.
然后呢，他们的身体慢慢也朽坏。
And Paul's saying here that we were dead in trespasses and sins as well.
所以保罗说呢，我们也是在过犯和罪恶之中死了。
Cut off from God.
与神隔绝。
Guilty and without excuse.
我们有不可开脱的罪。
Breathing physically, but already dead spiritually.
虽然身体还在呼吸，灵里面已经死去了。
Kind of like a person who's in a vegetative state.
就像是一个植物人一样。
Biologically alive, but for all practical purposes, they're dead.
虽然从生物意义上来说还是活着，是活着，但是实际上已经没有任何的意义了。
So that's our spiritual condition apart from Christ.
这就是我们的属灵的光景，当我们没有基督的时候。
And before we move on, I want to raise a few questions about that.
在我们往后面讲之前，我有几个问题这里。
Number one, what does he mean by trespasses and sins?
第一，什么是过犯，什么是罪恶？
Well, these are just two different ways of speaking about our failure to uphold the law of God.
这是我们两个问题，不能够来符合神的律。
To trespass is to cross a line.
过犯就是过线的意思。
It's when God's law says, you shall not do this.
当神说你不应该这么做的时候，
and we do it anyway.
我们还是这样做。
To sin is to miss the mark.
罪恶呢是不能够达标。
It's an archery term.
这是一个射箭里面的一个词。
It's when God's law says, this is the target, this is how to live.
这是神的律法说，这是你应该做的事情。
We don't live up to it.
但是我们该做的我们做不到。
So we were dead in the trespasses and sins by which we broke the holy and righteous law of God.
所以呢，我们死在过犯和罪恶当中呢，所以我们破坏了神的律。
Now, when did we become dead?
什么时候我们死了呢？
Now, are we born spiritually alive to God and then we die the first time we sin?
是不是我们出生的时候还不错，然后慢慢的在我们长大的时候犯罪，然后我们就死了呢？
Well, no, according to Scripture, our sinful condition infects us even from our mother's wounds.
不是的。根据经文来说的话，我们死的是我们在妈妈的肚子里面就已经是有罪了。
David says in Psalm 51, in sin did my mother conceive me.
大卫在诗篇51篇说到，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
And that's because, as Paul explains in Romans 5,Adam was the head of the human race.
就像保罗在罗马书第五章里解释说，亚当是所有的人的先祖。
He represented us.
他代表了我们所有的人。
And when he sinned, we all became guilty and fallen with him.
所以当他犯罪的时候，我们也都犯罪了。
And if you would question God's justice for having Adam represent you,
你如果认为神让亚当代表你是不公正的话，
Keep in mind that you yourself have chosen sin just like him.
你仔细想一想，其实你们也是自己选择来犯罪，就像亚当一样。
And keep in mind that this is also the foundation for why Jesus can represent us.
这也是一个神学的基础，就是为什么基督可以来代表我们。
Now, third question, what exactly does it mean to be spiritually dead?
第三点是属灵的死是什么样的呢？
I've already described it in terms of being cut off from God, but what does that look like exactly?
所以说跟神隔绝是什么样子的呢？
Well, basically it means this.
所以呢是这样来看。
We are so incapable of responding positively to God that sin and evil mar everything that we do.
就是说我们完完全全的不可能向神来回应，而这个罪恶和破坏了我们所做的每一件事情。
In other words, no matter how much we know God's commands,
这就是我们不管我们怎么知道神的命令，
no matter how gracious His promises are to us,
不管神的应许有多么的美好，
no matter all of the good things He does for us,
不管他做多为我们做多少的好的事情。
We are incapable of responding to God with any true love or faith or obedience.
我们根本不可能回应，我们没有爱，也没有顺服。
Instead, what we do is sin.
我们唯一做的事情就是罪。
Not just sometimes.
不是说有的时候。
But all the time.
而是所有的时候。
So much so that for a spiritually dead person, even his most righteous deed is sin.
到这样的一个程度，一个有罪的人，就算他是最好、最好、最好的意愿做的事情，也尽是罪恶。
Listen to what Genesis 6 verse 5 says.
让我们看一看在创世纪第六章第五节。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So everything man thought about.
所以人想的每一件事情都是罪。
The only things men thought about.
唯一我们想的事情都是罪。
And the things they thought about continually.
然后他们终日所思想的事情也都是罪。
Was evil in the sight of the Lord.
在神眼里看来都是罪。
Or listen to Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6.
或者我们看一看以赛亚书第六十四章第六节。
But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy rags.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
In other words, apart from Christ, your most righteous deed is like a filthy rag before God.
就是说，除了在基督以外，在所有在基督以外的事情，不管你做的什么的好事情，都是污秽的衣服。
Maybe it was giving money to the poor.
你可以给捐钱给穷人。
Maybe it was singing hymns to God in church.
你甚至可以在教会里面唱诗。
But the problem is, if you did it with any pride or selfishness or unbelief in your heart.
但是如果你做这些事情，你心里面有骄傲、有不信、有自私的那个动机在后面的话。
It was still sin before God.
在神的眼里还是罪恶。
You know, imagine someone taking a beautiful silk garment and wrapping it around themselves.
你想一想，大概我们可以这样想象一下，我们拿一个湿的衣服来包在我们的身体的周围。
But they're covered in festering sores.
但是身上呢，其实充满了脓疮。
No matter how beautiful the garment is, it would be reduced to a filthy rag.
不管这个丝绸的衣服多么的漂亮，一会儿也就变成肮脏的衣服了。
The problem is that's what we're like in sin.
这就是像罪一样。
We are like an unclean thing.
因为我们是不洁净。
So even our most righteous deeds are contaminated.
所以就算是我们最公义的事情也是被污染了。
See, this is why Paul describes our sinful condition in such drastic terms.
这就是为什么保罗用这么夸张的那个来讲我们的罪恶。
We're not just sick.
我们不是简单的生病了。
We're not just imperfect.
我们不是简单的不完美。
We don't just need some behavioral changes.
我们不是需要进步一点点。
We're spiritually dead.
我们是灵里面已经死掉了。
Rotten to the core.
一直烂到心里面。
Totally unresponsive to God.
根本对神不理不睬。
And so what are the effects of this condition in our lives?
这样的事情对我们有什么的效果呢？
Well, let's look secondly at the effects in verses 2 and 3.
让我们看一看这个东西的效果是第二到第三节。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind.
那时你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也在你们中间，他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Now notice the structure of this.
我们就要注意这里的结构。
Paul says we walked in trespasses and sins, doing three things.
保罗说我们走在过犯和罪恶当中的时候我们做三件事情。
Following the world,
随从世界。
Following the prince of the power of the air,
顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And following the passions of our flesh,
放纵肉体的私欲。
So it's the world, the flesh, and the devil.
所以是世界肉体和撒旦。
And Paul describes our whole former life in terms of walking according to those three things.
所以呢，保罗说我们从前的生活呢，就是走在这三件事情当中。
Now the term walk is a key word in Ephesians.
所以行走呢是以弗所书当中一个很重要的词。
Later Paul is going to describe the Christian life in terms of walking.
所以呢，保罗后面讲到我们的在做基督徒的时候，我们的生命也是行走。
Walking worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
我们要行走在我们的呼召当中。
Walking in love.
我们要走在爱当中。
Walking in light.
我们要走在光当中。
Walking in wisdom.
我们要走在智慧当中。
Right, but here he uses walk to describe our whole way of life before Christ.
这里呢，他是也用行走来说我们在认识基督之前呢，我们的生命。
And it's totally defined in terms of walking in trespasses and sins.
完完全全的走在过犯和罪恶当中。
That's all we were doing continually.
这是我们所有的事情，我们一直在做的事情。
And let's look at the three things Paul says were leading us down that path.
所以让我们仔细来看看这三件事情。
First, we were following the course of this world.
首先我们随从今世的风俗。
And by the world, Paul means the whole system of unbelievers, culture, and society that's in rebellion against God.
所以呢，这里讲的世界呢，保罗是讲到整个不信人的一个系统，包括文化、社会。都是与神为敌的。
And just picture a log floating down a river.
你们就想一想在河里漂浮的一个木头。
That's what we're like in the world.
这就像我们在世界上一样的感觉。
Dead in sin.
死在罪恶当中。
We float along in whatever direction the world takes us.
在这个世界里随波逐流。
And obviously that's not going toward God, but away from Him.
这当然不是向着神，而是背离神。
And isn't it sad to see that in society all around us?
你们看到世界这样的，你有没有感到很伤心呢？
The world surrounds us with marketing and materialism.
世界上呢有各种各样的这种宣传啊，还有这种爱钱财啊。
Encouraging greed and selfishness.
鼓励我们的贪婪啊，自私啊。
The world encourages us to prioritize our career.
世界还跟我们说你的工作是最重要的。
Often at the expense of family.
然后呢你就放弃你的家庭。
To the neglect of children.
也不照顾你的孩子。
Or think the way our society has perverted love.
还有这个世界把爱都定义成畸形的了。
Replacing commitment and faithfulness with fleeting passions.
把原来是那种坚定的那种尾声变成了转眼即逝的那种一夜情。
You know, think of the divorce rates.
你们想一想这个离婚率。
The one night stands.
还有这个一夜情。
All the babies born out of wedlock.
还有未婚生子。
Others murdered by abortion.
还有一些可怕的流产。
The suicide of teenagers who are so obsessed by their own appearance.
还有那些自杀的青少年，有很多很多这样的青少年，都特别是希望自己能够看成某个样子。
You think of the magazine covers, the movies, the media.
你仔细想一想，这些杂志的封面，还有这些社交媒体，还有电影。
The way that crudeness and sensuality and disrespect are often celebrated more than virtue or decency.
所以呢，这个社会，庆祝粗鲁，庆祝肉欲，庆祝不敬，而不是庆祝道德。
People are following the course of this world all around us.
所以我们周围的人都在顺服这样的世界。
And there was a time when you and I were as well.
还有很多时候，你和我也是这样的。
Secondly, Paul says we were following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.
第二，保罗说，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In other words, behind the world.
这就是说，在这个世界后面。
And behind all these God-hating world systems.
在这个恨恶神的世界系统当中。
Lies the devil himself.
是恶魔躲在他们的后面。
And I think Paul calls him the prince of the power of the air because his influence is as pervasive as the air we breathe.
保罗说他是空中掌权者，他就是说恶魔的他的影响是无处不在的。
He and his forces are everywhere.
他是在所有的地方。
Constantly scheming.
一直在谋划。
Constantly working.
一直在工作。
Constantly influencing things in ways we don't fully understand.
一直是在偷偷摸摸的影响我们，虽然我们自己不理解。
And constantly working in the hearts of the disobedient.
他是一直在不顺服的人心中动工。
You see, this is why there is no middle ground.
所以我们要知道，这里没有中间地带。
No neutrality.
没有中性的事情。
You can't say, well, I'm not going to follow Christ, but I'm not going to resist him either.
你想想看，你不可能说我既不顺服基督。也不顺服这些魔鬼。
I think of Lenin and the Soviets and what some have called the useful idiots.
所以有人说列宁啊，还有苏联啊，是有用的白痴。
You know, those who promoted communism unwittingly.
他们一不小心就把共产主义给弄起来。
Well, perhaps the same could be said of us.
但是呢，一样的事情也可以说在我们的身上。
In our sin, we are like the useful idiots that Satan uses.
所以呢，我们不管自己知不知道，我们很可能就变成撒旦的有用的白痴。
And in our spiritual deadness, we're utterly powerless to resist him.
而且呢，在我们属灵死去的时候，我们根本不可能来抵挡撒旦。
But we ought not think this makes us victims.
但是呢，我千万不要这样说，就让我们觉得我们是受害者一样。
You see, as we follow the world and Satan, we're not just innocently or naively duped.
并不是我们是顺服这个世界和顺服撒旦，并不是说我们就是傻傻的就顺从了。
No, like an adulterer who's seduced by his own lust, we willingly follow because we want to.
我们就像那些被肉欲诱惑而偷情的人，我们是心甘情愿的直奔这个世界而去。
Note that Paul continues, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind.
所以保罗说，我们从前也在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
In other words, it's our own lust and selfishness that leads us down this path.
所以说，这是我们自己的肉欲让我们到了这一步。
You know, being spiritually dead doesn't mean we don't make real choices.
我们属灵的死亡并不说明我们不做决定。
It means we make choices more like brute beasts than human beings.
所以我们做决定的时候像动物一样的，而不是像人。
See, God created us to be guided by virtues of love and truth and righteousness.
神创造我们的时候是让我们要有爱，并且有公义。
He made us to have desires, but exercise restraint and live for His glory.
他是给了我们欲望，但是让我们也有控制，这样我们才能够生活在他的荣耀当中。
But in sin, we become slaves of mere passion.
但是当我们是罪的时候，我们就变成了肉欲的奴隶。
Like an animal that feels hunger and just does whatever to get food.
就像动物一样，饿的时候就杀所有的东西来吃饭。
That's how we live in the passions of our flesh.
这就是在肉体当中活的样子。
As James chapter 4 says, What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel.
所以在雅各书第四章写道，你们中间的冲突是哪里来的？争执是哪里来的？不是从你们肢体中交战的私欲来的吗？你们贪恋，得不着就杀人；你们嫉妒，不能得手就起争执和冲突。
Or think of what Jesus himself says.
我们看看耶稣说的事情。
It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of his mouth.
入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander.
因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄证、谤读。
See, Satan doesn't plant those things in us.
撒旦不是在我们的心中种下了这些。
They're already there.
这些已经在我们的心里。
He just dangles the lure.
他只要拿一个诱惑，稍微摇摇就可以了。
And entices us to chase after them.
所以我们就追逐这些事情。
You see, at the end of the day, the uncomfortable reality that we have to face.
所以呢，这是一个虽然让我们不舒服的真理。
Is that sin has power in our lives for one fundamental reason.
罪在我们的生命当中有权势，就是因为一个原因。
Because we love it.
因为我们喜欢。
Our spiritual deadness means we love sin and hate God.
因为我们是属灵的死去了，所以我们是爱罪，但是我们恨神。
That we love evil and hate righteousness.
我们喜欢恶魔，我们仇恨公义。
That's why we walk in trespasses and sins.
那就是为什么我们走在过犯跟罪恶当中。
It's why we follow Satan.
我们为什么追随撒旦。
And the course of this world.
还有这个世界。
And it's why we're so incapable of responding positively to God at all.
这样呢，我们就不能够对神来正面的回应。
So what then is the consequence of all this?
所以呢，下面一点呢是说，这些事情的后果是怎么样的呢
？Where does this road take us?
这个路会把我们带到哪里呢
？Well, that brings us to point number three, the consequence of our condition.
所以第三点就是我们这样罪恶的后果。
Look at the second half of verse three.
所以呢，第三节的第二部分。
And we were by nature.Children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
所以呢，我们本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
In other words, the consequence of this is the wrath of God.
所以呢，我们这些的后果呢，是神的震怒。
And we are by nature children of wrath because by our very nature or essence we provoke the wrath and the anger of God.
所以呢，因为我们所心里的这些的罪恶。我们就能够激起神心中的震怒。
I mean, in the same way that the spawn of snakes would be an object of disgust to most of you,
就像我们很多人一样，看到一群蛇的话，我们会感到很恶心。
Paul saying we were children of wrath in the sight of God.
所以呢，我们在神的眼里呢是可怒之子。
You know, I've heard a lot of Christians say things like "love the sinner, hate the sin," because that's what God does.
有的时候基督都会说啊，我们是要爱罪人，但是恨恶罪。
But listen to Psalm 5:5.
但是让我们看一看诗篇第五章第五节。
The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers.
狂傲人不能站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
Doesn't just say that God hates evil.
说神恨的不仅是罪。
Says he hates those who do it.
是神也痛恨那些犯罪的人。
The Bible's pretty clear that God hates the sinner and the sin.
所以圣经里说的是神既痛恨罪也痛恨罪人。
Now there is a very important sense in which we can say, and God loves the sinner at the same time.
当然我们也要记住也说神也爱罪人。
But we must not downplay the wrath of God.
但是千万不要轻忽神的罪，神的愤怒。
You know, in Revelation chapter 15, John gets this glimpse of worship in heaven.
所以在启示录第十五章的时候，约翰看到了在天堂里面的敬拜。
And he sees the people of God singing praise to God.
看到神的子民唱诗赞美神。
And then these seven angels come out who are holding these seven golden bowls.
就七个天使出来，拿着七个金的碗。
And as they do this, the glory of God fills the place just like it filled the tabernacle in the book of Exodus.
所以在这里呢，神的荣光呢，就是充满了圣殿，就像在出埃及记里面一样。
And then you find out what's in these golden bowls.
然后他告诉我们，在这些金碗里面有什么。
What are God's people praising Him for?
所以这些神的子民在赞美神什么事情呢？
The bowls are full of the wrath of God.
每一个碗里面都充满了神的震怒。
God's wrath is being celebrated.
所以神的震怒是被大家庆祝的。
God's wrath is an expression of His goodness.
神的震怒其实是神的好处的一个表达。
His righteousness.
他的公义。
The fact that He is a God who opposes evil and sin.
所以呢，他是神，所以他要要打败罪恶魔和罪。
And that He is a God who is going to do something about it.
神是不会对这视而罪视而不管的。
You see, we should rejoice in God's wrath just as we rejoice in the hero of the fairy tale who stands against the monster.
所以我们对神的震怒应该很快乐，就像一个英雄站在一个怪物之前面前一样的。
Only problem is the monster's us.
唯一的问题就是我们是那些怪物。
We were children of wrath.
我们是可怒之子。
I mean, we're the ones that for God to sentence us to hell would give reason for the angels in heaven to rejoice.
所以如果我们被神打进地狱的话，这是天使和神的子民所快乐的事情。
And if that offends us,
如果这件事情冒犯你的话，
it's only because we're not seeing our sin the way Scripture presents it.
那是因为你没有根据圣经来看到自己的罪。
It's because we don't really believe that we were dead in trespasses and sins.
这说明你其实不相信你是在罪里面已经死去了。
It's because we think we're better than God says we were.
因为你觉得自己还不错。
And so he in his wrath is the bad guy, not us.
所以我们经常看到那些罪对付的是别的坏人，而不是对付我们自己。
But friend, have you come to the point where you would admit that God would be right to sentence you to hell?
所以亲爱的朋友啊，你有没有想过神是公义的，如果他把你送进地狱的话。
That's part of what a repentant heart confesses.
这是悔改的心应该能够看到的。
So when we come to side with God against ourselves,
我们要到神的那边来对付我们自己。
And acknowledge that He is right and we are wrong.
要知道神是对的，我们是错的。
Now to make matters even worse, consider again that word here, nature.
让我们这里这个词本为。
We were by nature children of wrath.
我们本为可怒之子。
Now, can you imagine getting fired from your job and your boss saying, "Well, it's not just your performance."
我们来想象一下，你在工作地方被解雇了，然后你的老板说，不是你的工作情况。
It's not just the mistakes you made.
也不是说你犯了错误。
It's not just the amount of education you have.
不是你教育的问题。
It's you.
就是你。
I mean, what can you do about that?
你说我真的怎么办呢？
Yeah, that's like the number one thing you can't control is who you are.
这是世界上第一你不能改变的事情，你就是这样。
Well, in the same way, when Paul says we were children of wrath by nature.
所以当保罗说我们本为可怒之子的时候，
it underscores the point, there's nothing we can do to fix it.
这也是提醒我们，我们其实做不了任何的事情来改变这个问题。
It's what we are.
所以这就是我们就是这个样子的。
You see, sin isn't just our outward behavior.
罪并不是我们只是我们外面的行为。
It's corrupted us all the way to the inside.
这一直烂到我们的心里面。
To the very depths of our heart.
在我们的心底的深处都是罪。
So there's nothing we can do to fix it.
所以我们没有办法来修补这个事情。
We love sin.
我们喜欢罪恶。
We live in it.
我们活在里面。
We follow it.
我们追随它。
And you see, there's as much that we can do for ourselves spiritually.
就是说，如果我们可以努力的做我们自己的属灵的事情。
As the dead corpses in a cemetery can do for themselves physically.
如果我们能够那样的话，那死人在那个墓地里也能够自己走出来。
We're dead.
我们是彻底的死了。
Incapacitated before God.
在神面前完全无能。
And giving God every reason to condemn us.
所以给神我所有的原因来诅咒我们。
And so if Paul were to end here, it would end on a note of utter hopelessness.
如果保罗的书信停在这里的话，这是多么的绝望啊。
What we should expect to follow verse 3 is a therefore.
我们其实如果照正常的逻辑来想的话，下面就是所以。
Therefore God has poured out his wrath.
所以神把震怒降到我们的身上。
Therefore God has given us the justice we deserve.
所以神以他的公义来审判我们。
But instead, we get this most shocking surprise.
但是我们得到这样一个巨大的惊奇。
Let's look at our fourth and final point.
所以最后一点。
A shocking surprise.
一个很大的惊奇。
But God.
然而神。
And I've heard people call these the sweetest words in the whole Bible.
我听别人说过，这些是整个圣经里面最甜蜜的词语。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
God is not like we would expect.
神不是像我们预期的一样的。
Now many people expect God to be loving.
很多人期望神是有爱的。
And they find it easy to believe that God would love us.
他们认为神应该爱我们。
But they're not the people who understand and believe the things I've just been saying from verses 1 to 3.
但是这些人没有仔细地考虑过第一到第三节里面讲过我们的光景。
They're the people who already think of themselves as relatively lovable.
有很多人认为自己还是蛮可爱的。
But the more you understand sin,
但是你越是理解一到三节里面讲的罪，
the more you would expect a good God to condemn you.
你的预期就会改变，你认为神是会诅咒你的。
You realize we're the monsters that have ruined His good creation.
我们是破坏了神的美好的创造的那些人。
We're the ones who refuse to change.
我们是那些不愿意改变的人。
Who can't change.
也不能改变的人。
I mean, it seems there's no other solution.
这看起来根本就没有解决方案。
God just needs to wipe us out and start fresh.
神应该就把我们就灭了算了，重新再创造吧。
But the shocking surprise is God is not like us.
但是幸亏神跟我们不一样。
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
他的意念不是我们的意念。
Nor are His ways our ways.
他的道路也非同我们的道路。
And the shocking surprise is that God devises a plan.
所以呢我们的惊喜是神他居然有一个美好的计划。
Whereby he himself would come and die.
他自己来为我们死。
That he would bear the consequence we deserved.
他自己来承担我们的后果。
So that we might be resurrected and saved.
所以呢我们可以重生我们可以得救。
See, the Father sent his son.
所以天父送下他的爱子。
So that Jesus would take our place.
所以耶稣可以站在我们的位置上。
So that he would bear the wrath of God.
所以他来承担神的震怒。
And die on the cross so we might be forgiven.
所以他在十字架上而死，所以我们才有可能被饶恕。
And then the Father and the Son have sent the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，圣父和圣子呢又送给我们圣灵。
Not just to invite us.
不光是邀请我们。
You know, you can go to the graveyard and invite people all you want, and you're not going to get a response.
啊，你如果去墓地去邀请里面的人出来的话，是没有人会出来。
No, God sent His Spirit to resurrect us.
所以神第一步是先要在灵里面重生我们。
Look again at verses 4 and 5.
让我们再在第四、第五节里面看。
But God, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
You see, God not only sent a human preacher to tell us about the gospel.
神不仅给我们一些讲道的人来告诉我们福音的事情。
He sent His Holy Spirit into our dead hearts to breathe new life into our souls.
他把圣灵送下来，送到我们已经死的心里面，又给我们的心，让我们的心能够属灵，在灵里面活过来。
And if you are a Christian today, it's only because God has done this miracle in you.
如果你是基督徒的话，唯一的原因是神在你身上行了这个神迹。
He transformed you from being a child of wrath into a child of God.
他把你从一个可怒之子变为神的孩子。
He plucked you out like a log that was floating down the river.
他是在你那个随波逐流的时候把你从河里救了出来。
Following the world, the flesh, and the devil.
当年你正在那个河里面来追随这个世界，追随魔鬼。
And He placed you into His own kingdom and glory.
他把你放在他的天国和荣耀当中。
He took out your heart of stone and gave you a heart of flesh.
他把你石头的心拿出来，给你一颗肉心。
And He took all your filthiness and your sin and He washed it away.
他把你所有肮脏的罪恶都洗干净了。
At the cost of and with the blood of His own Son.
而是因为是他的儿子以他的宝血为我们献上的代价。
Brothers and sisters, what can we say to this? But how rich is the mercy of God?
弟兄姐妹们，让我们仔细想一想，神的爱是有多么的广阔高深。
How great is His love?
他的爱有多么的大。
By grace we have been saved.
因着恩我们被救了。
We contributed nothing, God has done everything.
我们什么也没有做，而神做了每一件事情。
And if there's anything we should do this morning, it's just to stand in awe at the grace and the power of God.
我们能做的事情是什么呢？就站在神的面前，就是以一种惊奇和赞美的心来看神的作为。
As I said at the beginning, the main point of all of this is that salvation is all about God's power, not ours.
所以呢，救恩都是出于神的大能，而不是出于我们。
And in light of that, I want to close with just a few points of application.
在结尾的时候，我要讲几个我们可以应用的地方。
First, if you're here today and you're not a Christian,
第一，如果今天在这里还不是一个基督徒的话。
I hope you can see clearly that salvation is a gift of God's grace and not a reward for human effort.
我希望你能够清楚地认识到救恩是神的恩典的礼物而不是一个人的努力。
You know, however sinful you think you are, the reality is you're actually worse than you think.
不管你以为自己有多坏，现实的情况你比你想的还要坏。
And therefore what you need is not a New Year's resolution.
所以你需要的不是新年计划。
It's not just more church.
也不用是更多的来教会
or more spiritual things in your life,
或者说试图做自己的属灵的事情
you need a resurrection.
你需要重生
you need a miracle.
你需要神迹
so pray that God in His mercy would save you.
祷告神的恩典能够轮到你
and look to Christ.
看基督
know that if you look to Him and you trust in Him, you will be saved.
你要知道你看基督的时候你就知道你能
through Christ, God's love for you is displayed.
通过基督神对你的爱就彰显出来了。
Now for those of us who are believers,
对于我们当中的信徒来说的话
we need to be humble.
你要谦卑下来。
Do not forget who you were apart from Christ.
不要忘记了没有基督你是什么样的。
You know, it's such a sad thing when self-righteousness infects a church.
一个教会里面充满了自义的话是多么的可怕。
When we become more like Pharisees than Christians,
就好像一堆法利赛人而不像基督徒。
If we would look around at anybody else and think that we're somehow better?
如果我们看着周围，觉得我们自己好像比别人好一点的话。
Friends, we were dead in trespasses and sins.
亲爱的朋友们，我们是死在过犯、罪恶之中。
By grace we have been saved.
因着恩典我们被救。
May that humble us.
希望这样能够谦卑你们。
And fill us with a love for God and a love for others.
让这样的理解能够在我们的心中充满了对神和对人别人的爱。
May that fresh awareness of the forgiveness of God enable us to forgive others.
让我们这种新鲜的认识到神对我们的这种饶恕，让我们也能够饶恕别人。
If we've received this kind of grace, we must be a gracious and a humble people.
如果我们接受的是这么大的救恩的话，我们对人难道不应该有恩典吗？
And then thirdly,
第三点，
be confident.
要有信心。
Because the miraculous resurrection power of God that was already displayed in you,
我们要记得，神这个重生的大能已经在你里面，有了果效。
Is the same power of God that continues to work in you?
所以这个神的大能不仅是起始了你的重生，也会一直保守你。
Remember that this is the very thing Paul was just praying for the Ephesians.
你要记得，这也是保罗为以弗所人做的祷告。
That they would know the greatness of God's power toward us who believe.
我们要知道神的让我们这个信的大神的大能是多么的伟大。
That He's working in us according to the same power He worked when He resurrected Jesus.
这个能力有这么的大，他因为和当年他让耶稣基督从死里复活一样的能力那么的大。
And so when sin just feels too strong,
当你觉得罪恶太强大的时候
，When the trial before you seems too great.
当你面前的困难很大的时候
，When you're asking, how could I ever have the strength to persevere and to do this?
当你想我哪里有力量能够经历这些事情呢
？How will I ever make any spiritual progress?
我灵力的成长怎么是这么困难呢
？Remember that you were dead.
要记得你从前是死的。
And God made you alive.
现在你活了。
And this same power of God continues to work in you today.
是那样的大能，不仅能够把你救活，也能够持续的来保守你。
And so by His strength,
因着他的大能
，and the strength that He provides,
他给你的能力
，be confident,
要有信心
，and walk forward in the Christian life,
在我们的基督徒的生命中往前走
，and pursue your sanctification,
继续成圣
，share the gospel with others,
跟别人分享福音
，and hold firmly to Christ day by day,
在每一天的生活当中紧紧地抓住基督。
Friends, we endure because salvation is all about God's power, not ours.
亲爱的朋友们，我们之所以能够持续下去，是因为我们的救恩是神的能力，不是我们自己。
Amen. And let's pray.
Amen. 让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, how we praise you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们真的今天早上要在这里赞美你。
That you have had mercy.
因为你有怜悯。
And that you save us by your grace.
你真是因你的恩典来拯救我们。
That even when we were dead,
虽然我们原来是死的，
you made us alive.
你又让我们活了过来。
We pray now that we would understand and know the great power by which you continue to work within us.
我们只是在这里要祷告，我们让我们真正的相信你的大能还在我们的心中动工。
That you would strengthen us to glorify you.
你要真是加强我们的信心来荣耀你的名。
And to live for you.
来为你而活。
Because you're worthy.
因为你是配得的。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们凭耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.